I've had it fucking forever. Don't make me punch you on. Don't get beat up on camera.
Let me slide around it.
Don't get beat up on camera, Brandon.
I won't.
So no, I got I had a shower. How you looking? Take a look at yourself. This is.
Because
you what?
I won't get beat up.
I'll fucking beat you up, dude. Don't get your only tooth knocked out, bro. I'll take my dentures out and you'll get fucked up.
That's fucked up. I've been thinking about the things, ways to go about it. I need to get dental work done.
You're gonna fucking just let me pull them out. No, yeah. For the fucking podcast, bro.
Oh yeah, right. Like the whole face would be infected.
I'll get. Listen, we can get some antibiotics off the street.
Everything else.
We can. They sell fentanyl, dog. Somebody hits me up for fentanyl once in a while. They gotta have amoxicillin. I guess we need. We need amoxicillin. Yeah. I got hydrogen peroxide, bro. We can just. You're gonna be good.
Oh yeah, then I can swallow it and then die in the process.
Hydrogen peroxide. I gargle with hydrogen peroxide.
Oh, do you?
Hell yeah, bro. It's the best antiseptic, dude. Especially when you smoke. Your breath gets kicking. You know what I mean? Fucking, you gotta gargle with that shit, dude. You gotta get rid of that fucking mush mouth.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I know. I showed it off this whole weekend. Weekend.
Oh, I gotta take care of this fucker. Let me take care of this fucker. Ush. He'll eventually shut his fucking furry mouth, dude. Oh, he don't like that shit. You need to hush it up, Bubs, and I'll let you out. Shut your fucking mouth. You shut it. Shut it. Stop. Quit. You gotta do pumps. So I had to pop on. So you made it to, you went to a wedding.
Yeah, and at the reception.
Where was this?
I don't know. I'll have to.
How do you fucking not know where the fucking goddamn wedding was?
I don't know. I don't know where I
actually do know how, because you're fucking probably off the fucking hurries, dude.
I jumped the bus and I got the bus and now ended up in wherever.
Wait. Why are you hopping on the bus in the first place? You just said, I got nothing to do today. Let me take a ride with these goddamn maniacs.
I was getting kicked out of here, I thought.
You thought?
Yeah.
Or you were? Did you get a notice?
I got a notice saying it could be, yeah, but.
For what?
But I gotta talk to.
What'd you do? You've been showing your dick to kids?
No, I haven't done anything. Just as far as I think, I just haven't paid enough rent or something.
Your rent can't be what? Two tall boys?
200, yeah.
Two, three. That's like, what is that? Like that's like 50 tall boys, dude.
Yeah, I know. They just came in with a. I don't know. Like they were gonna.
The fucking neighbor, the neighbor right here got her dog taken. They came and took her dog.
Really?
What's her name right here? I'm talking quiet because I'm talking quiet because I don't want all the fucking neighbors to know everything about everything. Yeah. Even though I'm loud as fucking here, bro. I'm sure you can hear me recording when I'm doing characters. You can't hear me when I'm doing characters?
Mm-mm.
No shit. I share a wall with Brandon. I thought.
Yeah, we share doors.
I thought, I was like, well, Brandon can hear me. He don't give a shit. He's probably watching fucking, he's watching Judge Judy or
yeah,
fucking
true.
Price is Right. Mm-hmm. He don't give a fuck. I'm over here doing some dumbass Timmy Trouble Hook goddamn character.
In fact, I probably watched Jerry Springer, and I think, oh well, this is just part of the show.
Yeah.
I didn't even realize it was you. I thought you got another guest on.
His fucking bi-tripolar mental. He's working out characters from his childhood. Because he was fucking neglected and didn't get attention, so now he panders. I don't pander, but now I fucking, for listeners of the podcast, I go, I need attention from strangers. You know what I mean? I need
because
I didn't get attention as a kid. The mom's like, I'm busy shooting heroin, kid. Why don't you go in your room and read a book? We didn't have cell phones back then. It was like, go read a book, Dusty. I was like, Ma, I already read Time, the Time magazine, the only Time magazine we have. No, we had history books. I remember my mom had the Marx Brothers book. Remember the Marx Brothers?
really.
Nobody does. You shouldn't. Nobody should know. Yeah. The guy basically look. He's the guy. He's the, you know, the nose with the glasses, Halloween.
Yeah.
It's like you just put it. That's the Marx Brothers. That's like, I don't know if they invented that, but maybe they did. That was like how he looked, and he always had a cigar.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know who you're talking about. I don't know why I know, but.
Because you're old.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. There's a lot of comedians that I know that nobody would know, like fucking Fatty Arbuckle. Who's Fatty Arbuckle? Have you ever heard of him? No. Fatty Arbuckle's the guy that taught Charlie Chaplin everything.
Oh, yeah.
And he got accused of rape back in like the 20s, 1920s, 100 years ago. And they canceled him. Now, he got canceled. Like, they cancel people today for words and, you know, they cancel comedians all the time for fucking, you know, trying to joking and using different language and whatnot. I'm sure you've seen it on the news or whatever the fuck. In the real world, it doesn't really happen too much. It's mostly online. You know, if you're recording shit like this and putting it out and somebody sees it and they go, I don't like the way he said the blacks.
Yeah.
You got to watch out for the blacks. And I'm like, I'm joking, dude. It's just a funny, yeah, it's just funny to just group people. It's funny to group people in. To me, it's hilarious. Like saying there's teams.
It's made it. Not most of our comedy that there is.
It's a natural reaction to be like, find something amusing or else you go fucking nuts. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like if you just think about shit too much, you either go nuts and like kill yourself, or you think of it funnily. Is that even a word? I don't even have to. Funnily?
No, but it makes sense.
You know what I mean. You know, yeah. Because luckily you're half a retard too, like myself.
I speak the language.
Yeah, you do. You do. You do understand the language. I remember faking computer language. That was the ice maker. We got ice makers here. We're balling. We're balling out. Why does my face look so fucking bright on this thing, dude? I gotta turn this down. Turn down the fucking lighting, maybe. My fucking.
Oh, you hear
this? Don't I? Yeah. Why do I look so much fucking lighter than you? Who gives a shit? I'm starting to look like Santa Claus, dude. I look like Santa, huh? Ho, 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 bitch. You want to sit on my lap? So, back to the bus. So you got on the.
Oh, shoot, man.
So you don't remember. You think you're getting kicked out of your house, but you're not sure for not paying your rent.
Okay, if we want to start from the beginning here, we'll start from the beginning.
Why not?
So, what's your name, came over and said, hey, you're getting, you need, you're going to have to, you, she said something like, you're going to have to go or whatnot or something like that.
You're going to have to go? Yeah. Is that how they kick people out? Hey, listen, man. Oh, just knock on the door and listen, man. You're going to have to go.
You're going to have to go.
We're sick of your shit.
That's what they said. Basically, what they said. That's what I thought they said anyway.
Yeah, and is that a fresh wound on your eyeball?
This one?
Yeah.
No, you seen that.
Is that the one? Is that the same one from weeks ago? It's just now healing.
Yeah.
You got eyes like Tyson, dude. Like somebody that's been in a fight with Tyson. Like the scars.
That's what everybody keeps telling me.
You should just start telling people.
This whole few days I've been going around talking to people that I used to know and shit like that. And I think I know who it was. I think it was my Gabe's sister-in-law's husband that they were getting married.
I don't know who the fuck that is. You
know Gabe, though, don't you?
No.
Oh.
Who the fuck is Gabe?
Gabriel's like he's like my friend, like one of my best friends from high school.
And he lives out here?
Yeah, he lives around
here. Oh, okay.
I thought you met him. Oh.
I have not met him. Anyway, over. Go ahead. Continue.
So, anyway. His wife's sister was getting married. His wife's sister was.
Did you find this out on the bus?
No,
you already knew this.
No, I knew this.
I'm just making this clear because at first you were like, I don't know why I'm on the bus. Yeah. So you did know there was a wedding.
Yeah.
You get invited, you get on the bus to go there.
Yeah.
Okay.
And my mom is up there.
What? No way.
Yeah.
Did you know your mom was going to be there?
No, not at the moment.
You haven't seen your mom in a minute. I know that.
Yeah, it's been a while. But Gabe's mother, had invited my mom out for this. Before they even invited me or whatever, I guess.
No.
So. Well, it was a big mess, and then so.
That she didn't want to see you.
No, she did.
Okay.
She was cool.
I was like, she just shows up. She's like, God damn it! Who told me my fucking son was gonna be here?
No one told me.
You motherfuckers! And then your mom just starts wrecking the party, dude. Is your mom a drinker?
Mm-hmm.
Is she? Did she share a natty ice with you? Did you guys have a couple natties?
Oh, we had a couple somethings. A
couple somethings? Did they have open bar?
There's another thing that leads me to another. So I had no money.
Broke as shit.
Broke as could be.
Borrowed money to get on the bus.
Okay. Yeah, you're playing it right.
Listen, I know you. It's fine.
Borrowed the money to get on the bus. Got on the bus, and then. Well, I made it wherever eventually, but.
I know, but you know where the fuck were you going?
I don't know. Really.
The bus driver didn't go. We were at the wedding, Brandon.
I told you I was. I told you
the fucking wedding.
I told you I wasn't gonna know a lot of this shit. There.
All right. San Bernardino. Riverside. I'll just start naming cities. You tell me. Am I getting hot or cold? It wasn't L.A.
Not L.A.
How many hours was the ride on the bus? I'll tell you then. I'll be able to know.
Well, see.
Come on now. You fucking nodded off? Did you nod off?
The ride there.
Your medication kicked in.
The ride there seemed a lot longer. It seemed like it was a lot longer than the ride back.
Because you were roasted. You're probably toasted on the way back.
Well, maybe. Yeah. I guess so.
So you don't know where the wedding's at. You're on the bus. You put your trust in that this city bus is going to say, hey, Brandon, wake up!
Time for you to go.
Yeah, here's the wedding.
No, well, no, I put my trust in that I was going to. I was trying to get to the VA eventually. Eventually, I ended up trying to get to the VA.
Wait a minute, you said you're going to the wedding.
Yeah,
and I went. You're going to the wedding and then take the bus to the VA?
Well, I went to all that. Went to the wedding.
Well, what happened at the wedding? Back up, bro. You're at the fucking wedding.
Well,
what happened at the wedding? Is it a beautiful wedding?
Yeah, it was nice. I mean,
did you get up and say a few words?
I don't.
Did they go listen?
I don't remember if I.
Brandon, get up here and kick some fucking knowledge, dude. We need your wisdom.
I don't remember if I did or not.
Got up there and said, "Listen, if you're gonna, you know, always smoke the good stuff. Always, you know, God is good. God is great. You know, don't let anybody catch you when you masturbate." No.
I didn't quite do it in that form, but
okay.
I said
to hurry the story.
God
along,
is good. God is nice. if nothing else, drink natural ice.
Oh! I knew there was a fucking brain in that head, motherfucker. Fucking retard. We're fucking retarded.
We are. I'm so glad you answered the door.
Well, you fucking walked away, motherfucker. Knocked.
Well, I stood there for a while. I was there for a while.
Well, you know, I got my fat ass has this electronic recliner.
Well, I didn't know you. I didn't know you were gonna be rolling to the door.
I'm not that crippled yet, but I have to be like, I'm fucking dude. I make sounds now that are crazy, like getting up, like ugh.
I do too, man. That bothers me too. I grunt and growl all the time.
And I also noticed, dude, from my smoking, my lungs are so bad that when I record by myself and listen to it back, I hear
little wheezing in there.
And fat. Just she goes, this guy is fat, overweight. Like, if people have never seen me and they listen to the podcast, they go, yeah, this motherfucker's fat, overweight, and would definitely fall down and have a problem getting up. Hush. All right.
Okay, so that's good. That's good to hear that someone else is out there.
Oh yeah, dude. Like I'm making sounds all day for sure. I'm a sound guy, dude.
I don't know. I didn't realize I made that many sounds. So actually until recently. Okay, I'll come clean with you.
Oh, I got a hand cooking.
Oh. You need to go do it?
No, it's on low. Huh.
Yeah, right. All right. It's good. It's a whole other episode, though. Okay.
Go back to the... Okay, so you're at the wedding. It's done. The wedding is good. Fucking, you don't fight your mom. You don't do any fights. No. Everything goes good.
No, and we hang out. We end up going to some restaurant or something like that.
Was it a gay marriage?
No.
He doesn't top dudes off?
Oh, no.
It's fine if he does.
It was a girl.
Everybody's top dudes off once in a while.
Not me.
You've never topped off a dude.
No.
One time. You touched it.
No.
You and your friends played it in the bush.
No.
You were like, listen, I'm going to fucking... It's fine.
No.
This is natural.
No.
Yeah, the Greeks did it.
I know, but
But not me. Listen, the Greeks, they used to play this game. They take out their penises, and they'd rub it around the belly button hole and play around the world. Did you know that?
No. That's about as fruity as it gets. But
sometimes you gotta get fruity, bro. It's all right. Listen, you only live once. What do you think? God's gonna kick you out when he goes, listen, when you were 8, you shouldn't have been touching Steve's dick. You guys are playing swords. Hush.
Oh, I don't know, but...
So maybe he did, maybe he didn't. We'll leave it at that. So you see the wedding. It's not a gay one, but it's still happy. I meant gay happy. It was happy.
Oh yeah, in that case, yeah, it was very fruity.
Very fruity, very happy, very gay.
Yeah.
In a happy way.
In a happy way.
Not the way that the gays have co-opted that word, where they took it to mean male-on-male sex.
Yeah, they stole it.
Have you ever seen gay sex?
No.
It's mean, bro. They're mean. Picture 2 linebackers fucking. That'd be horrible.
Well, yeah, I could imagine. Yeah.
I've seen it. It scared me, bro. I had to do it for research. I had to be like, I have to see it. Imagine you fucking you. Like, basically, that's it. Like, if you're mean, are you mean at sex? When you do mean sex? You do rough?
Yeah,
okay, now picture sometimes. You, a poor you, having to see that. It's bad.
Yeah.
We're made in the image of the good Lord Jesus Christ, dude. May he, you know what I mean? And Allah.
Yeah.
I think Allah was old Muhammad. He was pumping away at the old goats and dudes, huh?
Oh, that's just more than I can even even possibly.
That's the way Brandon feels. Now he doesn't want to get into it.
That's more than I know.
I'm not talking to another comedian.
Past my knowledge.
This is when you're talking to a regular person. This is how you have to. I gotta draw the line and be like, all right, we won't go there.
Damage him.
Okay, so you're back on. Let's get out of that. The gayness and all that situation. Beautiful wedding. They say I do. What'd you give them? What kind of gift did you give them?
No, I didn't have a gift.
You gave them the gift of.
My mom bought me something to buy to give to them.
Yeah.
Actually, I don't remember what it was. It was something goofy, like a typical gift.
Coffee pot.
Yeah, something like that. Pot. Something silly like that.
And he was like, here.
There you go.
While you're sipping your beer, you was like, here.
Well, I didn't know.
Did you ask if you could watch him consummate the marriage?
I tried to act like I didn't know that I was. That's,
oh, act like this is your first rodeo?
Yeah.
I don't think it flies in 40s, dude. Maybe if you're like a teenager, you could be like, oh, I didn't know we were supposed to bring. You know, I was raised wrong. I don't know. I mean, because I didn't know that when I was younger.
With my mom there, I said, yeah, I was raised wrong.
Yeah, and look at mom, and she's got double-fisted natty ices. Fucking breakdancing. You know what I mean? She's asking, can I smoke a joint somewhere?
Yeah.
Where do I go to smoke a joint around here? Ma, take a break. Take a break, Mom.
Take it easy.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Ooh, it's windy out
there. Yeah, it's spooky windy.
Fucking crazy weather out today, man. It's...
windy and cold and rainy.
For California, this is unnatural.
Yeah.
We're used to our fucking, 70 degree weather or 100.
Yeah.
70 to 100 with no elements.
Yeah.
No wind. No.
Yeah, just sunshine and.
I don't know if you guys listen. This is. California is where we're at, Southern California, is a desert. It's a desert, bro.
Oh, yeah.
Unless you're in LA, like over the pass, and then you're like a different. But mostly it's desert. Even here, they just planted a bunch of fucking trees, and it looks a little
They made a bunch of orchards.
But if we were here in 100 years ago, desert. It would look like a desert. I mean, yeah. Chaparral, they call it.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
Yeah, no big words like chaparral. So fucking what, dude?
Chaparral?
Yeah, it's called chaparral.
I've heard it on television.
Yeah, chaparral. Like, well, I mean, you're thinking of Bonanza, most likely.
Oh, probably.
Because I think on Bonanza, they lived on the chaparral. That was his compound, fucking, with Michael Landon and fucking, Adam and, Haas, dude.
Oh, Bonanza. Oh, yeah.
Bonanza. Yeah. Every day I watch that shit on Channel 64 UHF. Every day, dude. I got home from school. I was like, oh, shit. Bonanza's on? That's what I was watching at like 12, dude.
Really?
12, 11, like 5th, 6th grade.
Can't blame me.
Oh, dude, Haas was the man. Haas coming, who I gotta beat up, Paul? Who I gotta do around here, Paul? and Michael Landon's off fucking some hoes. He was always fucking hoes even back then.
Yeah, he was big as a pimp.
He was a good looking dude. He was a great looking dude. Like, I mean, because he was already up to Highway to Heaven when we were in the 80s. So he was already older.
Yeah.
Like, he was like... But that was why our grandmas creamed their jeans over watching Highway to Heaven. Because Michael Landon was like the young buck, dude. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
He was like, you know, of course, in the back of their minds, they're like, if grandpa dies, maybe I got a shot with fucking Highway to Heaven. You know what I mean? He had locks, bro. He had those curly, you know, the curly hair, fucking perfect jean jacket. He was always wearing a jean jacket.
Yeah. Like the denim jacket, yeah.
Yeah. I got a denim jacket. I don't know if it was... because of him specifically. he was part of it. It didn't hurt. You know what I mean? This guy was like the man to my grandma, and I was raised by my grandma and grandpa.
Yeah.
So if my grandma was getting wet, dude, I figured let me wear it. Maybe old ladies will like me. Goddamn Paul's betrayal.
Yeah, that's fucked up.
Oh, that was a fast one.
Train?
Usually we got this train that runs by.
Yeah, it runs by every
It comes by every, hour maybe? Yeah. Hour for every 24 fucking hours a day it runs by.
Yeah.
Knock it off, Union Pacific. We're fucking coming for you,
guys. Yeah, right.
The running joke is I'm going to hire a white nationalist. This is what you can't joke. I joke about shit like this. Because who was the guy that blew up the Oklahoma City? You were there when it did the Oklahoma City bombing, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Timothy McVeigh?
McVeigh.
He was like a white nationalist guy.
Yeah.
And so I always go... I'm going to hire a white nationalist to come bomb the Union Pacific. I don't know why I think of them. I don't think of terrorists when I think bombing a train. I don't know. And I don't know any... now that I think about it, I don't know any white nationalist stories where they blew up a train. But in my mind, it's a white nationalist thing.
It's more of a white nationalist
than... It's more of a white guy than a Muhammad...
Than a Muhammad, yeah.
An Akbar blow up the Union. I don't know why. It's like
a... I hear you.
Inside job. It's an inside American... white Christian coalition that goes, oh yeah, we're going to stop the infrastructure. I don't know why. Muhammad, I don't know what he does. He goes and blows up.
You bring that up, I don't know why the white nationalists or whatever, what the hell put it in their mind that blowing up the world or the whatever they blew up at in Oklahoma or what all that. What were they thinking it was going to solve?
I don't know. It was like a tax building, wasn't it? I think it was like a...
Well, yeah, I guess.
It was like the... Was it... damn, dude, I should know this. I watched the fucking special.
I know. I've seen it, too, and I don't even remember.
But. I've seen the special. It was sad as shit when they showed the kids. Because there was like a nursery in there.
There
was a nursery in there for the people that worked there. The people that were in the offices that he didn't... Or in the whole building, I should say.
Yeah.
In the whole building, there was a nursery, and he fucking... I mean, so, like, when they showed the pictures on the news, it was, like, kids and shit were being found in little bitty pieces and some sad-ass shit that we shouldn't be talking about right now. And
yeah, why you gotta ruin my day?
I know, now I'm immediately depressed thinking about fucking...
Yeah, that was a bad deal. Let's just call it that.
So he was blowing it up. Timothy McVeigh was blown up the building because Why is he blowing up the building?
Well, I don't know. I don't know.
What was he trying to start?
I can't remember if he was. It was either he was in charge. He was the one that was really behind it. Or
I would have flipped that ham. Don't drop this, dude. Put it on your lap. Hold it. Don't drop it. That's a fucking $170 shit.
Got
that's
it. All I got. Whoops.
Don't fucking do it. You're staying in there, sucker free.
If you only if you bring me another cigarette.
You need a cigarette, or I get you a cigarette. Oh shit! My ham.
Oh no.
Oh, that's perfect. You need a cig.
Yeah, and a beer too.
I got a beer. Okay.
I'll bring some more beer. Beer.
I gotta go to the store in a little bit. Hey, I don't have the car.
No. Yeah.
In your case, you get a Bud Light. Friend price.
Oh, man. I feel either blessed.
Oh, you.
Blessed or ripped off.
Hush. Okay. All right, sucker free. Okay.
All right.
Back to the.
Oh.
So you're on the bus again. So you're just on the you're done with the wedding, you're tipsy.
Well, after the wedding, I didn't take the bus. I got a ride to my friend's house. It's my friend's his parents' house, buddy Gabriel's parents' house, Gabriel's mom and dad's house. Got a ride to there. So. Well,
why are we going earlier? You want to
go
there spend the night?
No, well, I ended up going there to spend the night, but I didn't.
This is the perfect time to promote my Patreon.
Go ahead.
Patreon, Firecrotch, on patreon.com. Support. You can go there. A lot of extra content, podcasts, characters, good shit, okay? Support. You know what I mean? It's a buck. It's the price of a tall boy of Natty Ice.
Yeah.
It's probably like $2. It's cheaper than a tall boy of Natty Ice.
Yeah. Tall boy of Natty Ice is pretty expensive. Mm-hmm.
Now back to the show. So at what point, the point was is that when I got you on here was that you've had a dry spell of pussy getting for years. At least a year.
Okay, yeah.
I've known you for a couple of years.
Yeah, okay. It's been a while.
It's been a while.
On and off, flirting around, fucking around.
Trying to get puss. You've been trying to get puss for a year and a half. You've been striking out.
Not trying very hard.
But you got puss. It's something to be celebrated.
Well, yeah. So, anyway. So, yeah. What?
Huh?
What is this?
I'm saying. Oh. You got some puss.
Mm.
Tell us about
the I'm stoked
Jesus
about that.
Christ.
No, it was
you
that was
out of you, man. Yeah, that,
I'm proud of that, you. Oh, that was good. That was a good thing. You know, it was a fun and good for me.
So you
saw an ex. Okay, so yeah, I saw an ex that I had sex with before.
So you had sex with her before.
This is a long story.
It's really not. Yeah. You seen an ex? You talked her out of the panties. You said, hey.
I didn't even have to talk to her. I had her.
She just showed you the bush right away. She was like, here.
Pretty much.
She threw it to you.
Almost. Yeah, man.
She just threw you the bush. Where were you guys at? At the house she went home with you? She went home with the, over to your friends? You had to fuck on a couch or what? Where were you fucking at?
Well.
Cheers.
I don't remember.
Starbucks. We need a sponsorship.
What is that? Is that alcohol coffee?
No, I don't have any Jameson, dude. I wish. Or some Bailey's would be nice. I'm going to have to buy some Bailey's to fucking keep by.
Is that cold?
No, it's hot. Hot coffee.
For real?
You got a problem with that?
No.
I'm not a big iced coffee guy.
I'm not either. I was just curious because it looks like it's in it.
If I put cold shit in there, I mean, this thing's fucking great, man. This is my favorite. It's a Starbucks. Well, it's my best one I got right now. It's not one of those bubble coolers. The bubble coolers. Shout out bubble coolers. If anybody knows bubble coolers, man, it keeps your shit cold and hot. I feel like I'm doing a commercial right now.
I'll keep that in mind, though.
You should keep it in mind. Matter of fact, if I fucking ask you next week, dude, what's your favorite fucking cooler, and you don't say Bubba, dude, we're going to have a problem. Here, hold that.
Yeah, I can use this can over here now. Oh, okay.
Alright, so she throws you a little slice of the goodness.
Yeah, okay. And I gotta time this, right? I don't know.
Are you ashamed of the push of the puss?
No.
I got a bad feeling about this.
No, not in the least. I don't remember that.
You don't remember fucking?
Not that much. I know it really? Did, but I don't.
You don't remember the goodness?
Well.
You don't remember pulling it out and being like, alright, did you put a condom on?
No.
You didn't wear a condom? What'd you do?
She's married.
She's married?
Yeah.
Did you know? You knew?
Hey, yes, I knew.
Where was her husband?
Her husband, that was another issue.
did he catch you?
No.
What the fuck? Dude, was he there? He wasn't there.
He wasn't there. She pawned him off somewhere, somehow.
So he was there, but then to get alone time... She pawns him off, or he's at the house?
No, she pawned him off before they even came there.
Good deal.
Before she even came there.
So you're now banging married women.
You're
a low-down fucking scumbag.
Well, it happened.
Listen, kids, don't bang married women. He's alive.
Yeah, don't bang married women.
It could have ended up bad. He could have got thrown down a flight of stairs. That's he could have caught you and been like, I'm going to make an example, and held you down.
That's the, you know? He came after me, actually.
So you came, and then...
Oh, that, yeah. Well, after that, he found out about it. No way. And he came back. So I...
How you did a fast getaway on the city bus?
Pretty much. I didn't know where I was going.
Hurry up, number five. Number five. He's fucking running after you. You're like, God damn it.
Hurry up. Late. Yeah. Ended up in San whatever.
San what?
San something. I don't know.
San you don't know? There's no sands around here.
Well, I don't know. It was a ways away. Believe me, I couldn't believe I made it. I couldn't believe
it. Did you look out the bus and he's driving next to you? Did he know you were on the bus?
Oh, no.
You look up and he's right on the side of the window on the fucking highway and yeah. Going, the bus is going 55.
It'll come to me, but I can't remember. I know.
You do a slick getaway on the city bus.
I don't know how slick it was, but I got to get away anyway.
And you don't know where you're going. You just find a bus stop and you jump on, and you don't know where it's going. You're like, it's better than here.
I stopped. So did he confront you?
Wait a minute, back up real quick. Did he confront you?
Yeah.
So he comes in out of nowhere.
Yeah.
And he says what?
He was threatening.
I'm gonna kill you.
No, he didn't say I'm gonna kill you, but he just said. Basically, you know, you're fucked up and da da da. I'm like, yeah, I know. I mean, what do you want me to say to that? I can't argue with you.
You didn't even try to lie. Like, I don't know what you're talking about. Like, you're fucking tripping, man. I'm out of here. I would never. So, is there other people around? Is there other like strangers around?
Like, other people knew. Yeah, I mean, even my mom knew, ended up knowing eventually.
Well, I mean, so when the confrontation happens, does he come busted in? Is he big? Is he a big guy?
Not big enough. He's like your size, probably.
Big fucker. So out of shape, and you were like, I can probably poke his
ass. Nah, out of shape.
But, so he's sitting there telling you, and you're just sitting there going, I know, I'm a bad guy. What do you want?
I wasn't saying like cocky. I didn't really say that, but I was just, that's the attitude I have.
You just committed that if he's going to punch you. You had it coming.
Well, pretty much, yeah.
Did you even go there where you were like...
I didn't say that, but...
You weren't going to jump up and be like, that's my pussy, I'm fighting for it. You weren't going to do that. You weren't going to go out, I shouldn't even love you, she fucking loves me. You weren't going to get into that.
But to her, I made it look like I did.
Oh, so you looked good to her.
Yeah.
You wanted to keep that, so you have the pussy on deck still.
Yeah.
So you're like, next time I see her with her next husband, Because he's obviously going to... Is he think he's going to leave her? You might have... Brandon's breaking up goddamn marriages.
And I... And I also...
You're
a
dirty fucking dog.
I fucked around with the... I didn't fuck, but I fucked around with and then messed around with the wife's
best lady.
Her friend.
Like the bridesmaid people.
Yeah.
You busted slobs with her? You did some face kissing? Or what? You felt her puss?
I can't even remember.
You're a what the fuck, dude? Do you become the most slickest?
I did in a matter of moments. I did.
I was gonna say I've never seen you be I've never seen you be smooth like that. So
I wasn't any different than I am now.
So at a certain alcohol level, you become.
I get
fucking.
I guess
pussy
so.
Getter.
I suppose so, but.
Jesus, one time, I was like 15, and my neighbor, Jamiroquai, I think his name was, black kid, combed his hair like a white guy, a surfer. It was very difficult. It looked very difficult to do with the black hair. Like he did like a Zach Morris.
Oh, yeah.
Awkward, bro, to see a black guy do that. But he did it. He somehow did it. Me and him, he was like a hippie-ish type of like just laid back guy. And he had a thick white girlfriend. Name like Tamara or something like that. He goes to jail, and she comes over. Mm-hmm. We go to the jacuzzi, and I end up.
I'm
also 15.
Well, so
I wasn't. They weren't married.
So but you.
And they were young.
You were throwing the pimp. You were throwing it down at 15. Hard up,
bro. And I fucking.
Took me in my 40s.
I mean, I took some somas. I had somas or something, and I broke them up and put them in our beers. Like I dosed both of us.
Yeah.
I dosed both of us. Jacuzzi, I boned, and then he came over when he got out. And was like, "You fuck my? Did you fuck?" And I was like, "No." I was like, "No."
Are you kidding?
Yeah, he came knocking on the door, dude, and was like, "You fuck! I can't believe, dude. I thought we were friends." And you fucking Tamara? And I was like, no. And just looked at him. I was like, what's going to happen? Kind of like, if he's going to, I'm not doing anything. I'm not going to defend it or be like, yeah, I fucked your bitch. I was just like, I don't know, dude.
Or in either way.
Yeah. And I didn't know. It was like the first time I've ever been confronted in life, like, with that. I didn't do that. I mean, it wasn't my move to, like, bone friends, girls or whatever. We weren't, like, tight friends. He said his cousin was Cuba Gooding Jr., dude.
Yeah.
He said his cousin was good. And I still, you never knew, because back then, my black friends would always say they were related to somebody famous. They would always do that shit, dude. They'd be like, dude, my fucking cousin's, you know, Mike Tyson's sister. And I'd be like, what? Like, it was always one off. So it'd be like, yeah, it's Michael Jordan's, you know, fucking aunt is my fucking mom's, you know, grandma. And you're like, what? Like, somehow they were connected, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it was just... It was just, I don't know, it was a thing. They always would do that to white people. They'd be like, oh, I can get over it. Because, you know, like, all black people look the same, they must be related. You know what I mean? And I'd be like, you're fucking bullshit and lying sack of shit. But he gave me the movie Heat. Robert De Niro, this is back when they had VHS tapes.
Heat?
The movie Heat, the great fucking Robert De Niro movie with Al Pacino, where they're bank robbers.
Oh, yeah.
It's like my favorite. One of my, it's
and what's Michael that? Mann. What's that? White dude?
Val Kilmer's in it, bro.
Yeah.
Val Kilmer's in it. It's fucking, he's all shot up. I love that scene where he's all shot up and he pulls up to the basketball court and the cops got his wife. And he's like, looks up and he sees her and it's like heartbreaking because he knows he has to ditch her. And he survives. I always thought they could make a Heat part two. Like, where he comes back and gets his wife. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Even though Robert De Niro and Al Pacino have the shootout at the end, and he's dead, and the rest of the crew's dead, Trejo is mashed to shit. They mashed his ass like a goddamn...
We should rent that movie.
I got that movie somewhere, dude. I got it on tape. You did? I got it on DVD, yeah. But the bottom line was is that...
But I'm with you.
He gave me a VHS tape of it that was, like, four screenings. So it was in the theater, but he gave me a... That was the first time I ever had that, where it was, like... Now you get to see, online, I can see movies before they're out in the theater. Like, I haven't paid to see a movie in fucking, I don't know, I can't tell you the last movie I went and paid to see.
Really?
So when they release movies, I can just go online and watch it for free.
So if you go now, it's just for the fun of it, right?
Now,
just,
yeah, now just, it would, yes. It would be like, you want the sound, you want the yeah,
popcorn, yes. Soda.
Exactly. And this was like, back then, it was rare. Like, I had never came across that. You had to go to the store and rent it. You know, you had to wait for it. You had to wait for it to go to the movies, see it there, or wait until it came out on VHS. And there was always a gap of time between the movie being at the theater, and then there would be like months, and then it would come out on VHS.
Yeah.
So you'd have to wait. If you didn't catch it at the movies, you'd have to wait another whatever.
And you used to watch to see on TV and on the news or whatever when what certain was.
Yeah, they would run VHS commercials.
Such was coming out.
And they'd be like, now on tape, now on VHS.
Now on VHS.
And then they'd run, and they'd run commercials again, so it'd be like, go see Heat, but he gave me a tape, and he goes,
But then even when you went to go get it, sorry to interrupt you. So even when you said, when they said, hey, yeah, now on so-and-so, you didn't dare go there right then because you knew it wasn't going to be there anyway.
Yeah, that was the worst when you went and the boxes were empty.
Yeah,
they still
yeah.
left them up and you went behind, the tape would be behind it.
Yeah.
And you're like, fuck! And they would always have like the best, whatever the most popular movie was, it would be the most there, but sometimes yeah. it would be... And
but still it'd be empty.
And then you'd wait for like Wednesdays or Tuesdays would be like half off.
When everybody went back to work
and shit.
Everybody
went back to work and I'd have my grandma take me in. That's the same with renting video games. You used to have to rent video games. Like you.
It's so awesome to hear you talk like that.
What?
Give me five. It's just to know that there's another old guy out there that I didn't. My sister, Brandy, which I think I've told you about her, but anyway. She was like, yeah, you know, we were talking about something, and we were talking about birthdays or something, and she's like, you know you're old, right? She's like, you know you're old.
Yeah.
I'm like, well, no, I wasn't really thinking about that.
I mean, the world has changed so much since the internet, and we were around before the internet. It's a hard thing to, because now the news and everything comes out at such a fast pace that you don't even need it. You don't need it. We don't need it.
Yeah.
Like, I don't need to see the news, bro. Like, I've been going, and I talk about it. I go without the news. I go without knowing what's going on because it's so... Because now I look at it all... Plus, I look at it all like entertainment, like, because I don't know these people.
Yeah.
And I think all politicians are fucking liars, every last fucking one of them. So, what's it going to do? Piss me off? What am I going to do? Get my picket sign? What am I going to do? Every 4 years, you vote, and that's that. After you vote, the next day... Whoever wins, and that's it. I don't get mad. I just go, well, that sucked. If my guy didn't win.
Yeah.
I can't do anything about it.
No.
You know what I mean?
I gotta take this, man. Gotta use your...
No, I'm gonna cut this right now, dude.
Oh.
I'm gonna cut it. I gotta eat. Oh. Thank you for listening. Thanks for watching.
Hey, thanks for watching. Sorry, I wasn't very entertaining. We'll do better next time.
Yeah, we'll get him pumped full of liquor. Pump me full of liquor.
Yeah.
Thanks for downloading Infamous UDVE. Where can they find me on social media?
Can't.
I'm fucking with you. He ain't got social media.
He threw me off there for a second.
You want to promote the next... Hey, promote the next marriage you're going to break up.
Oh, well, I don't know.
Brandon will be breaking up marriages at fucking the chapel, the little chapel on the hill, Seventh-day Adventist Church.
I try to do that at random. It just
happens.
It just happens.
Sometimes you got to throw dick in married women, huh? You piece of shit.
Well, I don't plan on that.
Sick. But. You make me sick.
Here's the thing. You want to hear the kicker of that?
That whole story. I thought you had to take a piss. How long is this
going to
be?
I do have to take a piss. But that's why I'm gonna blurt this little story.
All right, go ahead.
Okay. I banged this chick before when I was...
Spit it out, motherfucker.
This is when I was a kid. This is when I was a kid. Okay. I was in my teens.
Okay.
See, that seems like the sounds like it should be me. I don't know,
it sounds like what?
That should be me, dude. When I was a teen.
I hope you got some pussy when you were a teen. That's nice.
Yeah.
Teen pussy
yeah.
is nice when you're a teen. You can't. If you said I fucked a teen yesterday, I'd be like, come on.
And she had a boyfriend then too.
And you slid
in
there.
And I made it in there. And this is my cousin.
And you fucked your cousin.
Well, this is same, all the same issue.
All the same issues? Did you have a kid with her?
No.
That was a very slow no. I didn't feel very confident. Are you sure? There's not a water-headed fucking half-cousin running around. You'd be dad and half-cousin? Is that how that would work?
No.
Yeah, I say, if you had a kid with your cousin, you'd be the father to it, and also it'd be your cousin.
But she wasn't my real cousin, though.
What do you mean?
I wouldn't have sex with my real cousin.
What do you mean it's your cousin? You just said it's your cousin.
She's my cousin by marriage.
Oh, so no blood.
No blood relation, yeah.
Hey, well, I'd leave out the part about the cousin next time you tell the story, unless you like telling.
Okay, well, scratch that story then.
No, it's a good story.
Yeah.
Except you should leave out the cousin part, because everybody else is going to go, well, you...
Well, it was an issue with us, because, I mean...
Oh, it still was.
As far as everyone...
How did that go? When you're sitting down naked, did you go, is God going to punish us?
Well, yeah, we talked about it.
You did, didn't you? Oklahoma cocksucker. You Oklahoma Christian cocksucker?
No. We talked.
You guys didn't go to church and then get off church and they just told you... Don't fuck your family members, and you came home and were like, we're doing this hot shit.
Well, no, I wouldn't like that.
You laid it in bed at night going, oh, goddamn, I fucked that cousin of mine so fucking good.
No, it never happened that way. It just happened. Yeah, it was.
You made love to your cousin.
Yourself. Yeah, yeah.
You didn't ravage her.
I loved her then, too,
You didn't do a cousin, like, bang bus. You didn't do a porn style. You
So when I made it back, when I came back to her this last time... Mm-hmm. I was still in love with her. I missed her still. Mm-hmm. Just for years.
Was she at the wedding?
Yeah.
She was at this wedding?
Yeah.
No way.
Yeah, she, yeah.
If I find out you're making all this up, dude, it's probably the best story ever made up because you got it. But also, it's awesome.
No, I didn't make it up.
Really, I feel sometimes I go, damn, man, I never see Brandon with any family. And I go without the kids here. Sometimes I don't see family for months, dude.
You want a kicker? I hear you got a wife. What are you going to do?
Don't tell me you boned your mom.
No.
Okay.
But her dad shows up.
Is he aware of this? Of the love between the sweet, cousinly love of Oklahoma? Is he of the cornfield?
Well, later I find out, yes.
You need to write a book about cornfield cousin loving, dude. You corn-fed cousin boning, motherfucker.
And he looked at me and he laughed. He snickered like his little...
It's all in the water now. It's all...
It's all...
It's 30 years ago, right? I mean...
Yeah.
You're 40.
Well, I guess
you're
so, yeah.
You got me by a year.
And we renewed it.
And you split that seal again?
Yeah, I mean...
Did you go...
I did it. I felt...
Did you go shout out to God? Did you go, man, God, thank you for this day? Two slices of pus?
No, I didn't, but...
Salutes, everybody. Uncle Dust Comedy.
All right.
May I have a little kiss before you go? I'm very lonely here.